Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. So welcome back to my channel once again. So the news broke that Russell Brand, the British, I don't know what to call him, entertainer, media personality, alleged comedian, has been accused of rape by one woman, sexual assault by two others, by another one of having her an abusive, controlling relationship. So that is Russell Brand. So, well, Russell and I have a history, not that he'd remember it. Donkeys years ago, when I just left school, I went to the Edinburgh Festival, and on the Royal Mile, this is Edinburgh, the biggest music, well, biggest comedy and drama festival in the world, that just some street performers fetch up. But anyway, there was a skinny young bearded man on the Royal Mile in Edinburgh, and he gathered a crowd around him. He extemporized his show, things like that, and said, anybody got a packet of cigarettes, hold them up. A woman held one up. He took one out. He had a little girl who'd come to join his act, and he was going to give it to her and stuff like that. Where are you from? I said, Ireland. And he said, well, you know what they say about Irish people, a cheap shot, suggesting I was imbecilic and stuff like that. And that was the end of him. But or so I thought. But about 9 years later, I was thinking, I've seen that face again. Who's that? Who's that? And that must have been Russell Brand, age 22, dipping his toe into comedy. So he comes from Grays, Essex, achieved nothing at school, but really is a professional loudmouth, always braying and so on. So he published a book several years ago entitled The Messiah Complex about his self-adoration, about thinking he's absolutely marvelous at everything and so on. So it's not hard to believe that such a man like that would think that he's entitled to whatever he wants from women. Incidentally, I'm not jumping the gun. Everyone gets a presumption of innocence, and that's the same for Russell Brand. So that's it. He's innocent until and unless proven guilty. And unlike some other people, there seems to be the rush to judgment, like branding guilty already. Now, I've always reviled Russell Brand, but not for the accusations he's facing now. I've always thought he was a talentless prick, and he's just egregiously infantile, using words which are clearly incomprehensible to him, just trying to be sesquipedalian, pseudo-intellectual. I mean, he doesn't have any academic credentials. Loathsome. But anyway, he had a following going on about his heroin addiction and so on, but he's tried to give that up. So really trying to show off and that about that and be fashionable. Okay, he's an attention seeker. Now, I know most people are put out there. Look at me, I'm an attention seeker to some extent, to a rather lesser extent. But without attention seeking, we would have no entertainment. We'd have no music, no dancing, no comedy, no acting, no nothing, no journalism as well, I suppose, and not much politics either. But anyway, it's alleged that when he worked for BBC Six Music and Radio 2 between 2006, 2008, he was up to no good. So some of these accusations go back several years. He said he was hyper-promiscuous himself. Maybe he's got satyriasis. I think he's given up heroin. Despite his troubling behavior, remember, he was a darling of the Labour Party and young leftists generally. He certainly had his groupies. Incidentally, at least two of the accusations relate to things he supposedly did in California. So he got all these parts. So it's all about grandstanding, self-adoration. Oh, my God. He's just loathsome, this kind of person to deal with. Very anti-authority, hyper-aggressive. Remember, there was a debate on Newsnight between him and Peter Hitchens. Peter Hitchens seems to have a corn cob up his arse, a real reactionary. But he's against the legalization of drugs. Brand is in favor. I concur with Brand on this one, actually. But anyway, when Peter Hitchens was putting a serious point out to him, then Brand just threw a tantrum saying, oh, you're like a peculiar child. You'd like dislike slightly brown people, making baseless allegations of racism against Peter Hitchens and so on, and not engaging with a substantive issue at all. So he's just pathetic and nauseating, Russell Brand. And supposedly, when he was about the age of 40, he had a sexual relationship with a 16-year-old above the age of consent, no doubt about that. But some people would say that was ethically suboptimal and so on. He said some quite rather contentious things in 2007, saying on air to Jimmy Savile that he'd like to send his female assistant to meet Jimmy Savile in the nude. Now, Jimmy Savile was alive back then, obviously, and after he died, hundreds of people accused him of sex crimes against them. So there's no reason to think that Russell Brand knew that. But anyway, it was something in questionable taste. But I've got a robust sense of humour. I'm all for putting it out there, and I'm all for breaking boundaries when it comes to humour. So I actually don't object to some of what he said, though most people do. But these people who were oh so holier than now, how can they have laughed at him before? And actually, when the whole Me Too thing broke because of Harvey Weinstein, now Russell Brand jumped on the bandwagon. He's now being hoisted in his own petard. He's never one to resist a fashionable cause against anti-poverty or leading his mob into some office and shrieking at the security staff and being led away. Oh, the martyr, and this is for affordable housing. Okay, so in which case, he says, but they say, but you live in a £1 million house or whatever. Mine's rented. Well, it's still accommodation, and always trying to intimidate people, stare them down, get them to back down. He did it to an Irish journalist in London. I can't remember the chap's name, but I'm very proud of my fellow Irishman who was not intimidated. He refused to back down in the face of Russell Brand's behavior. So notorious in 2008. Russell Brand and Jonathan Ross, they've left a voicemail for Andrew Sachs, the actor who famously played Manuel in Fawlty Towers, saying that they'd had sex with his granddaughter. And his granddaughter was about 22 at the time, so her age wasn't problematic. But it was a slightly discourteous, to say the very least. Bear in mind, now, the granddaughter might deserve less sympathy than most. She was in a dance troupe called the Satanic Sluts. So she clearly liked to celebrate her sexuality. Nothing wrong with that. But she wasn't really a shrinking violet. If they did it to a nun, it might be different. Whether he'd had Congress with Andrew Sachs's granddaughter or not, I have no idea. But it was perhaps a bit upsetting. Grandfather, even if it's entirely true, I think you'd rather not know about your granddaughter's sex life. So he's appeared on all sorts of programs, and he's made millions out of just showing off, being a complete loudmouth, verbally abusing those who don't agree with him and things like that. And he's guest edited, was it the New Statesman and things like that. And he said that people shouldn't vote at all. But when Labour's election campaign was really falling apart in 2015, Ed Miliband lowered himself, being viewed by Russell Brand. And Russell Brand said, OK, I was wrong, vote Labour and so on. But so in recent years, he's embraced the anti-vaccine cause. Yeah, right. As though he'd know more about vaccines than a professor of virology or epidemiology. So he's now become anti-science, the so-called intellectualist, anti-intellectual. I mean, I've always thought he's despicable and represents a lot that's wrong with British comedy. So he's going to be off the air. But I mean, he doesn't deserve to be cancelled over completely unproven allegations. He might be guilty of sin. He might be as innocent as a lamb. I don't know. I don't know much about the particulars. You know, I'm not a jury. I haven't heard it all. So we've got to give him a chance. I mean, I'd rather he's never heard from again, because I just think he's so loathsome and so tedious. Not because of the allegations. Obviously, if he is guilty, then he's got to pay the price, which would include a long stint in jail. So that is Russell Brand. So, wow. I got to hand it to him. He's gone very far, managing to make millions out of just being very childish, being very cruel to people, being a complete conformist on many things. So you can see that he's a man of the most raging vanity, doing his hair, the eyeliner, waxing his chest hair and stuff like that. Well, I will admit he's got quite an athletic body, especially considering he's 48. All right. Thank you so much. Goodbye.